The time you are in requires a very particular kind of spiritual fortitude. And what we mean by that is that in this time when you are seeing bad things that are happening that should not happen, and seeing the world trying to come to grips with it, the feelings that those things arouse in you are not peaceful feelings. They are not necessarily loving feelings. There is empathetic feeling that you have. But what you are required to do in your daily life, one step at a time, is to offer more love. And why that is somewhat confusing is when you look at a child being dragged out of his or her country to some place where they may or may not be welcome, you do not necessarily feel like being loving in the next interaction you have in your present day world. And so we are looking at that unusual situation where our job is to put love into a pool, into a giant pool that the world can draw on, even as it is fighting the fight that it is fighting now. And so it feels strange, and you will notice these dichotomies in this next period of time, which is why we are saying fortitude is required. It is required of us to know what we want to put into the world. Even while all of these things are going on, perhaps because of all of these things going on, and we want to make that our goal, and we want to be clear about it, that whatever you are doing, now is the time to love. Now is the time to extend compassion, to extend gentleness. You cannot go across where the battle is and extend it there. But by extending it in the world you live in, you are pouring more energy into the world pool. You are, and that is a fine thing, because this is the energetic battle. How much love is there to draw on? When we send energy to the place where there is so much war, so much battle, that is a real thing. We are pulling up love in ourselves and sending it. And it goes into a pool, but it is not a thing where you can see, oh, this is making it better now. You cannot see the direct cause-effect, but the pool is filling up. And that is what we want, and we want it to fill with love. We want there to be more love now than anything else. The world is at, how do we say, we cannot say a peak just yet, but there has been so much turmoil, so much change, so many systems breaking down on almost every level, that it is a time of great tumult. So we want to choose times and places to feel peace, but you need fortitude for that as well, because there is not a lot in the energy around you that supports that. So when you choose peace, even if it is for a few moments in your day, in your moment, when you choose to send out love instead of hate, instead of judgment, when you choose to love instead of fear, you are putting an enormous amount of energy in the world pool, the pool that the world is going to need to draw on now. And still all about you there is insanity, there is violence, there's all the things that have been turned up by the world being overturned in this way. It is what you have a saying about what is under the rock. It is kind of like that. There's a whole level of patterns that have been, the rock is moved, and now we can see the patterns. But we must not be afraid, because everything we say and do, everything we support, is going into the world pool and can be drawn on by people in the world who need it most. Now, in your own lives, of course, there is also challenge, because most of us are not in a position yet to see exactly where we are going. It is that kind of time. It is like asking someone to make a decision about decorating their home when they are in an earthquake. This is not something we would try to do. And yet, so we want to be careful in being loving and peaceful with ourselves, that we do not push ourselves to know yet what is not apparent. We are in the earthquake, and while we can see some things, perhaps we can move on some things, the doors to this new time have not opened yet. So we must be very careful not to pressure ourselves, that we are not yet where we want to be. In truth, while we are loving, while we are moving away from fear, while we are being empathetic, this for the moment is a big part of why you are here on the earth. So it is not as though you are not serving your purpose. We want you to know you really are. So in these times when we tend to forget because of all the noise, that our own voices are strong, let us remember that when those voices are connected to our hearts, and the hearts are connected to the universe, we are in the right place at the right time. So we will take a few moments and speak together about this. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a gentle rain falling, and let that rain wash away the world. Take it out of your field. Move it far from your consciousness. Now feel the rain begin to fall inside of your body. Let it open the crown so that the crown is able to receive what is the best for you, what is good for you. Let the rain cleanse your third eye. Wash away any doubt you might have about your knowing, about your intuitive powers. about your knowledge of what connects you to the universe. Feel your third eye strong and clear and unafraid. Let the rain wash into your throat. And let the rain wash away any communication that might have turned against you in any way. Feel all of that moved out of your throat center so that there is room for you to speak love to you, to those you care about, to the world. And there's room for you to speak joy. Feel the rain begin to fall into your heart center. And let that rain bring the garden in your heart to life. Let it wash away any pain that the heart may be holding. So now there is only the garden that you have planted and the beauty and the peace of your heart. Feel the rain fall into your solar plexus and let that rain displace any emotion that you are carrying that you would like to release from. Feel it move out of your body and let the rain wash the solar plexus clean and clear so that you can feel and release from anything that might be going on in your life. Let the rain fall down through your body and into the second center. And let the rain wash away any judgment or shame that you might be dealing with toward yourself or others. Feel it all leave. Feel the rain fall into your root. And let the rain wash the root center to prepare it for building the life that you are moving into. And know that what is built in your root matches every other part of you, every chakra center, every piece of energy, every love you have in your heart. And it is from that place you will be creating your new life. Now feel the golden light above your head pouring into your body. The golden light of the universe that knows you and loves you, that heals you and protects you, that makes you safe and strong and true. Fill with that light and let it act as a teacher and a healer and a lover. Now move your attention into your heart center, that beautiful place that you have created, and let yourself drink from the water that is flowing in your heart center, knowing that you are refreshing your energy and your spirit. Now see that a path illuminates, a path that is moving upward. And walk to the path in your heart that calls you. And as you step onto the path, let the path itself take you and without effort move you upward. Know that every breath you breathe here is a gift for you, restores you, gives you what you need. That even the air you breathe has been prepared for your benefit. So you are taking in all the power and the love of the universe on your path. As you move upward, come to a place of fine things and look for any symbol or color or feeling that you might find there. And when you find it, know that it is yours. Begin to move upward on the path again, without effort, filled, supported, cared for, and come to a place of love. See what is there for you, a symbol, a color, whatever might appear for you. Now move upward on the path to the place of the gift, and resting your mind, know the gift. Now turn and begin to come back down the path and feel how rich and full you are. You have let this path care for you and teach you and love you. Come back down into the center of your heart and begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.